Hi, this is Ron Phipps, your 2011 NER president, and this is this week's President's Podcast. I am someone who is very appreciative of men and women in uniform. Two of my best friends were in Special Forces and in the Marines, and I was really excited about their successors doing an awesome job on behalf of this country, and frankly, for people around the world in striking a direct blow against terrorism. And I think that this is a time that we thank them for what they've done for our country. And it also gives us pause to remember and to celebrate the gift of our freedom and the cost involved in that freedom. We're getting ready to go to Washington, D.C., but take a moment, celebrate the gift of this freedom, and if you see somebody in uniform, please thank them for what they do for this country. We recognize that so many things in life require patience and endurance. And in real estate, the transactions are no longer sprints. They feel much more like 10Ks and half marathons, certainly getting from buyer interested to closed transaction. But we know it's worth it, and frankly, we are up to the task. This year, we're getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. to really engage in the business of this association, to spend time on Capitol Hill reminding our legislators how important the freedoms and privileges that we hold so dearly are to us as real priorities as a country and as individuals. There continues to be a lot of conversation about eliminating or reducing the mortgage interest deduction, and we are really going to be very aggressive in communicating its importance. You can certainly go onto our website, realtors.org, to update yourself on why the argument is so compelling. But I need you to do one more thing. If you haven't already responded to the call to action, please step up and do that. You know, I've been reminded, I was in Missouri this past week speaking to a group of brokers in St. Louis, and one of the brokers got up and said, you know, Ron, I'm not actively engaged in the business the way I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, or 25 years ago. But I'm a homeowner, and I have real estate investments. And the reason that I'm responding to the calls to action, as well as every other effort that NAR engages to protect homeownership, is because I am that. I am a homeowner. I thought the message was dead on, and I think it was timely to remind me that even if I'm not as actively engaged as I might have been a short time ago, that I am a homeowner and I need to protect the equity in my house, the equity in my other real estate investments, and I need to make sure that that privilege and that priority is something that my children and grandchildren can enjoy. I'm also reminded that while we are in the business of real estate in the larger sense, we also help people create homes. And this past weekend, there also was a great tragedy that is still unfolding in the state of Alabama. Our brother and sister realtors are helping families deal with destruction that is unimaginable. And I encourage you to help them, whether it will be going down and helping, you know, volunteering to rebuild or making contributions to some of the charities that we are going to point people toward. Please make sure to do what you can, but most importantly, include the families in Alabama and the other states that have been hard hit. Include those families in your thoughts and prayers. At the end of the day, this is a great organization with a tremendous heart, and we really want to make sure that in every way that we can, we take care of the people around us. Thank you for listening. If you'd like further details on these initiatives and everything else that your organization is doing for you, please go to realtor.org/presidentsreport and get the details. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day, and looking forward to see your leaders and representatives in Washington, D.C. next week.